worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot, because He has set His love upon me. Therefore I will deliver Him. I will set Him on high, because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. All of Psalm 91. Then turning to 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Johnnies and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. All of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Father, we thank you once again for the fact that your word guides us, protects us, empowers us, strengthens us, and does so many other wonderful things for us as we allow your word to be the key and the center of our lives, empowers to live so that more and more we live in your word, we dwell in your word, we walk in your word continually. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time.
Father, we are thankful for your precious Son, Jesus, who died for sinners like us, the Lamb of God who came to rescue us. Father, we're thankful for the Share-a-thon, how you've stirred hearts of listeners all across America to call in or to go online and to donate to this ministry, to your ministry. Father, we pray that ultimately everything done here will bring you honor and glory. That's our heart's desire, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. We're in the midst of our American Family Radio Fall Share-a-thon, and our theme is Our Living Hope. We're going to take time to listen to some listener testimonies at this time.
My name is Cindy, and I'm from Mississippi, and I am so thankful for AFA and AFR. I've been supporting them for years, and I share links and podcasts from them with my family and friends, trying to get as many people as I can to listen in. I have a long commute to and from my work every day, and I am so blessed to have awesome programs to listen to both ways. I love Dr. Jeffers, Dr. David Jeremiah, Dan Celia, Bert Harper and Alex McFarland, Dr. Adrian Rogers, and of course Abraham Hamilton III, and many more. But lately I have really loved listening to Brother Jeff Shreve at night. I thank God that Brother Wildman began this ministry. It is so needed. It is changing the world, and this is the only place I can really go and get the truth. And I just encourage everyone to support this ministry as best you can. Pray for it. Even give, but if you can't give financially, at least listen to the programs and share them with others. Tell others what you hear. And as Brother Hamilton would say, be the light in this present darkness. And as Brother Shreve would say, we are called to shine and share through this ministry is the best way I think we can do that right now. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Paula, and I am calling from Houston, Texas. I am calling to say how AFR has affected my life. I listen to it every morning, and I appreciate the truth from AFR, and I try to share it with everyone, and y'all are in my prayers, and I thank y'all. I thank you for spreading the truth, the news, to keep us informed. God bless y'all. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Yeah, this is Rocky in Kansas, and I love to listen to praise and worship music on AFR. I love to lift up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the morning. It gets my day off to a great start. Thank you, American Family Radio.
Our AFR Fall Share-a-thon theme is Our Living Hope, based on 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And we're asking that you would prayerfully consider both praying daily for our ministry and also giving to help us continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio. The number to call if you'd like to do that is 1-877-616-2396 in order to make a donation to help us continue the work. Again, that number is 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online and give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We're blessed once again to have Steve and Shirley Reese, who have been joining us regularly, to share with us about the America 7000 tour. Steve and Shirley, how are you all today?
We're doing well, Pastor Joseph.
Well, thank you all for joining us. I know you're winding the tour down, so share with our listeners where you are and just kind of what's kind of happening this week.
Well, this is State Capitol number 48. We are in Montgomery, Alabama. It's a beautiful day, clear skies. It was cooled down last night, beautifully warm this morning. And the most amazing thing about this tour is when we really felt God calling us to do this, we're okay. And then he said, I want you to meet in the parks and outside in the summer. And it was very strong, meet in the parks. And so for 47 out of 48 states, we have not had rain. Every state except Louisiana has had clear skies. There's been a threat of rain and dark clouds, but we just said, Father, you said meet in the parks, and we can't do that if it's raining. And so we've seen clouds part and rain that got a few drops started and looked like it was going to downpour, just didn't do that. And then as soon as we had everything in the truck, down came the rain. Mm-hmm. So God has been so good on this tour. It's just been a blessing and in many, many ways.
Praise God.
Yeah,
Praise God.
Yep.
Okay.
I think the other positive thing, too, is that we have been meeting so many beautiful people that have the same burden on their heart from the Lord to be out praying for their city, for their state, for our nation. And so, yeah, it's just, it's been very confirming that, first of all, that it really was the Father asking us to do this and not just our own idea. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, that the Holy Spirit is stirring the land to the same task. So we're just so honored to be a part of that.
That's good. That's good. Well, would each of you take time to pray, whatever's on your heart, to pray for our nation today?
Father, I would pray that the awakening that we see happening in each state going across the land would continue, that more and more people would awaken to hearing your voice, to seeking your face, to praying, to turning from their wicked ways, confessing their sins, and you have promised when we do that you will hear from heaven, forgive us our sins, and heal our land. So I am so grateful for your Holy Spirit moving on people's hearts and awakening in them a desire to come out of hiding, to speak truth, your truth in boldness, and be a witness for your light, because it's your light that dispels darkness. Now, I just thank you so much that American Family Radio is a beacon of light in this land, doing great work at dispelling darkness.
And Father, I was just reminded this morning as we were reading from your scripture, we read about Joash. It said that he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father David, in that he did not remove the high places where people were worshiping other gods and burning incense to other gods. And I think my prayer for the land, Father, is that not only that there be a revival, turning back, and that's one thing to turn back and come to you, but Father, that it would become our way of life to live in your word, to live in your presence, not just do it for a short time or for a show or whatever, but that we would really return to you to the point of living like you, that we would remove our high places, that we would come back to worship you. So, Father, that's my burden for the land, for my land of America. And, Father, I just ask that you would put your spirit on the land to bring that to pass, Father. Thank you.
In Jesus' greater name. Measure.
In greater measure, yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you. And again, share with our listeners, if someone wants to learn more about your ministry, or even though the tour is kind of winding down, they may want to learn, go back and read more about it. How can they do that?
Well, I would encourage them to keep coming, because we're in the process of putting together both a kind of an ebook with pictures and everything of all of the states that we've gone to, as well as I'm doing a video presentation as well that will give a kind of give an idea of what we've been up to. And so that will be available shortly. I'm not going to promise a date yet, because it is a bit of a work, but we will be posting that up to theharpandstory.com for sure.
Okay. Share that website one more time.
Harp, HARPANDSTORY.com. HARPANDSTORY.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve and Shirley, once again for updating us, and continue as you finish the tour again. We appreciate just the opportunity to have been a part of it, and just keep shining for Jesus, okay?
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you for having us on. That's been a real blessing for us.
All right. Praise God. The number to call, 1-877-616-2396, if you'd like to get involved with our Fall Share-a-thon. Again, 1-877-616-2396 to pledge to help us to continue the mission of American Family Radio, or you can go online, afr.net. We'll be right back.
Feeling lonely, this world got a way of showing me. Some days it'll lift you up,
Some days it'll call you bluff. Man, most of my days I ain't got enough. And all I know is you're my shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me when I'm beat down, broken. Hold my heart when it's split wide open. Turn these eyes to my soul protector and break the will of this born defector. 'Cause all I know is you're my only hope.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that He'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Hi, my name is Amy from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I've been a listener of AFR for several years. AFR has news and information that I don't hear anywhere else. It's much more than a news organization. It's the ministry that's advancing His kingdom. It is evident that the men and women at AFR care deeply for our nation, and even more so for the souls of people. On a personal note, I can honestly say that the Addisons and Abraham Hamilton III have helped me grow in my understanding of the Word and challenged me to be a better student of the Word so that I can apply it to every area of my personal life. And I can be more equipped in discerning truth versus deception. You all make more of a difference in people's lives than you'll ever know. Thank you so much for all you do. God bless.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Virginia. And I've always wanted to tell you that after President Trump won the election in 2016, I promised God as a new Christian, or a fairly new Christian, that I would pay better attention to the news and politics, to the culture, and to the world around me. Shortly after the election, after that promise to God, I heard a voice in the wilderness. One day I was looking for NPR, trying to make good on my promise to God, and I listened to news-related radio. But instead, I found a voice in the wilderness named Sandy Rios. And her show led me to the AFR app and to the entire lineup there. And I just want to let you know that your work has helped me to develop a strong Christian worldview.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our AFR Fall Share-a-thon 2020. Our theme is Our Living Hope, based on 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, starting at verse 3, and it tells us these words, verses 3 to 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Again, that was 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Again, the passage that we draw our theme from for our fall share-a-thon, Our Living Hope. We're going to take time specifically to listen to a recording in honor of our founder, Dr. Don Wildman.
Having been a staff member at AFA now for 27 years, and prior to that, 6 years on his advisory board, I have so many great memories. But I recall a specific board meeting in November of 1991 when American Family Radio was a single station in Tupelo, and Brother Don reported that the FCC had just opened up a new group of frequencies for adding translator stations associated with AFR, and he cast the vision to expand the reach of AFR across the nation. And we didn't really understand as a board his vision, and we questioned how that could serve AFA's mission. And Brother Don made his case. He said, since I started AFA in the late 70s, we had to depend on the mainstream media to get the message out, and the message was kind of lost after they put their spin on it. But we will own the microphones at American Family Radio Network, and they can't filter or change the message. So, wow, thank you, Brother Don and Miss Linda, because of your vision of the American Family Radio Network. The gospel of Jesus Christ is now shared every hour of every day, unfettered, unfiltered. People are coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Families are being strengthened. The truth of the gospel is being shared. Thanks be to God.
That was a recording from Buddy Smith, who is the senior vice president of the American Family Association, and a very interesting and a very neat memory that he wanted to share from the ministry, the history of the ministry of American Family Association, and a specific and an interesting memory of the actions and vision of our founder, Dr. Don Wildman. Again, the number to call if you'd like to make a contribution to help the American Family Association continue the work and the vision that the Lord used Dr. Don Wildman to begin, that to do that, you can call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's at afr.net. And so, as you listen, we would ask that you'd please continue to pray with us as we move through our days of share-a-thon. We very much desire and need your prayers for us as a ministry, as well as your contributions. And I want to say this in the way of a challenge to every single listener. Please consider giving a gift of any amount. Remember, every gift is a seed. And the fact is, God can change the world with one seed. And so, whether it just be a matter of giving, whether it's a few pennies, a few dollars, or tens, hundreds, thousands, whatever you choose to give, plant a seed in the building of God's kingdom by helping AFR continue the work that God has begun through the ministry of the American Family Association. Once again, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. We're going to take time to listen to one more memory from the past, specifically from our general manager, Jim Stanley. He too sharing an interesting memory about our founder, Dr. Don Wildman.
I've got three favorite memories of Brother Don. One is as the man he was, with the humility of which he served the Lord. The other was Brother Don, the businessman. And then lastly, Brother Don, the minister. When I think of Brother Don, and several days after I was hired to a full-time position, I asked Brother Don, we were in the hallway, and I said, how do you prefer to be addressed? Because I'd heard folks call him Mr. Wildman, Reverend Wildman, Dr. Wildman. And so I just said, you know, what should I call you? And he said, just call me Don. That comes because of the humility that he served with. Brother Don never thought that he was better than anyone else. And he always took time to talk to folks. And so that was one of the things that when I first started, of course, I immediately said I couldn't do that, but I would call him Brother Don. Because that's what you called elders in church. So why not a man who was pursuing God's call on him? The second, you know, like I said, is Brother Don the businessman. Brother Don was the guy who would go around the building turning off lights at 5 o'clock. He was the one who would call me when I worked evenings and reminded me to open cabinet doors so that pipes wouldn't freeze. He was the one who would come in on Monday mornings with a notebook paper folded into squares with notes written in red because he had heard something that he didn't want to forget about that needed adjustment. And so it was really kind of neat to see the way that he did that and the example that he presented with it. And then lastly was Brother Don the minister. He had enormous amounts of demands on his time, but he always took time for an individual. And he did that for me and my family. We had been here a couple of years and ran into some financial troubles with my family. And so AFA had allowed me to do a couple of small loans and pay them back. And then one day, Brother Don asked me to come into his office. And of course, I thought, this is it. He's going to let me go because I'm more trouble than I'm worth. I was wrong. Because instead of firing me, Brother Don invested his time in me. He asked me to do something to help focus on how we were using our money. There was never any judgment. He just said, write everything down. And then for a couple of months, I'd come into his office on Monday morning, and we'd talk about what we had spent and how we had spent it on. Again, there was no judgment. He was just helping me focus on how I could do better. Do I believe in what AFA is doing today? Absolutely. Because I know the mission continues, trying to help families do better.
Again, words of insight from the history of AFA from our general manager, Jim Stanley. Memories about our founder, Dr. Don Wildman. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue our AFR Fall Share-a-thon 2020. Our theme is Our Living Hope. And to make a pledge to help us continue the work and the mission of AFA, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Let me remind you once again, one thing that we do on a regular basis on this broadcast is we regularly encourage you to email us to get some of the prayer tools and some of the discipleship tools that we provide. You know, the Great Commission tells us that we're to go into all the world and make disciples. And, you know, that's to be a daily activity in the life of a believer, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. All of us are called to be in the wonderful work of sharing the gospel and making disciples. We're to live the life of a disciple, and we're to make disciples as well. And so these tools and resources that we provide, we're glad to share them, and they're great tools to help you and your family to begin to grow and grow stronger in your walk with the Lord, grow stronger in your prayer life, but also they're great tools to pass on and share to forward to others so that they too can be encouraged and strengthened in their walk with the Lord. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please do email us to get them because, as I mentioned, they're great tools for you to use, and I would challenge and encourage you to use them on a daily basis. One of them, of course, is the prayer based on Psalm 91. You know, we read Psalm 91 at the beginning of the broadcast today, and my ongoing challenge to you is that you, if you're not doing it already, I would challenge and encourage you to begin to pray Psalm 91 absolutely every single day over yourself and over your family, because with all that's going on in this crazy, troubled world, no one can protect you like the Lord can. And praying Psalm 91 every day is great wisdom on your part because, again, it's putting to work a wonderful tool God placed himself in his precious and powerful word, Psalm 91, a unique and a powerful weapon for divine protection of your health and divine protection of your life from perils and dangerous things going on in this crazy and difficult world we live in. Once again, the email to get the tools, jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send them to you. And I would encourage you, begin to pray through each of them each and every day. Another one of the prayer tools is called Kingdom Prayers. It has about 10 prayers that are drawn from the Word of God that are wonderful and very fruitful prayers for believers to pray every single day. Again, jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send them to you. Please use them for yourself and pass them on to others. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to get involved with our AFR Fall Share-a-thon, to call and make a pledge to help us to continue the work of AFR, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Thanks for joining us for our Fall Share-a-thon. Continue to pray with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Nell Cadden from Amory, Mississippi, and I have been listening to AFR probably since it came on the air. It has been one of the greatest blessings for me through the years. I can always depend on getting news I know is true, and there is great teaching and information on the many programs like Day of Jeremiah, Focused on the Family, Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, Today's Issues, and so many, many others. I've enjoyed J.J. Jasper and followed him from the beginning with his marriage to Melanie and the birth and growing up of their children. Being a financial supporter of this ministry is one of my top priorities, and I would just like to say thanks.
Rosie from Texas. And all I can say is I thank God for AFR. We get uplifted. We get God's word. We get the truth about what's happening in our world. We get encouraged. I just don't know. I can't say enough about how great a blessing AFR and Alexander Hamilton and all, every single program. I wish I could name them all. But God bless you. We pray for you and for the great success of this fine station that is always glorifying God.
My name is Susan. I'm calling from Minnesota. And, boy, where do I start? I mean, I work from home, and, of course, the world's gone insane. It's just heart-wrenching what's going on in our country, and then I'm in Minnesota to boot. Only about an hour removed from the insanity. You know, I have the radio on during the day, while I'm working. And even as a Christian who tries to read in the Bible daily and pray and stay close to God and keep my eyes on Jesus, sometimes, especially working from home, it's easy to feel isolated, and sometimes you can get caught up in things and begin to just, you know, it just starts to unnerve you. And so AFR is the voice of reason. It's the voice of calm. It's the voice of teaching, of ministering, of blessing. I hear things that I know I'm not alone in this. I hear things that confirm what I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for all your programs and all that you do and the sacrifices you've made to do what you do and for being obedient to God.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, and we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. And if you'd like to call in and help us to continue the work by making a pledge, giving a gift that helps us continue the mission and the work of American Family Radio, you can do that by calling this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to AFR.net to make a contribution. Again, AFR.net. Our theme is Our Living Hope, based on a scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, our fall AFR fall share-a-thon. Again, we ask you to pray with us, and again, prayerfully consider giving a gift of any amount that's on your heart, whether no matter how small. There is no such thing as too small of a gift, because every gift is a seed that God can and will use to help us to continue the work. Of any, a large gift, small gift, or whatever in between. And of course, in the eyes of God, a good question to ask is, what is a large gift? What is a small gift? Well, it depends on your heart and your circumstances, but the reality is God will use every gift given as a seed to do his work and to build his kingdom. We're going to take time to listen to a great memory from one of Dr. Don Wyman, our founder, one of his grandsons, who is Walker Wyman. He is one of the grandsons, and he's in leadership here on staff at AFA as well. Let's listen to this recording.
Hi, this is Walker Wildman, and a couple different stories that I remember vividly about my grandfather. One thing, it's kind of a small thing, but I found it always stuck with me, and I find it kind of humorous as I grew up, and that is that around the office, around American Family Association and American Family Radio, when I would come up here as a child, and sometimes I would work during the summer and do different things in the mailroom and other places, I would always go to my grandfather's office to get a quarter for a Coke. And it never failed that Papa always had a quarter in his pocket for a Coke at the soda machine. And speaking of the soda machine, Papa was very, very serious about the fact that sodas could not be more than a quarter. He had to make sure that sodas remained at a quarter throughout the offices here at AFA and American Family Radio. So we still today have quarter sodas, you know, and you go other places and you have to pay a dollar or two for a can out of the soda machine. But here at AFA, we still have our sodas for a quarter, and that's because my grandfather was very serious about the Cokes not being more than a quarter. The last thing I remember vividly about my grandfather is I hear stories throughout AFA from time to time about how he always was looking for a fight. He was always looking for a fight, and not in a bad way, but in a way that he always wanted to make sure that he was fighting for what he believed in. And so he was on the lookout for various television channels, for various cable networks that would step out of line, if you will, when it comes to the culture war and the kind of values that they were putting forth, or the lack thereof. So Papa always was on guard, on his toes, if you will, and he was always looking for the next person or company to go after for threatening family values in our country. And so some even called my grandfather Sue Happy, because he didn't mind suing corporations or individuals who were coming after American Family Association or were threatening Judeo-Christian family values. Another thing I noticed, another characteristic about my grandfather that I love and that I learned from, and I think many staff members at American Family Association and American Family Radio will tell you this, is that Papaw was always frugal with ministry funds, meaning that he always thought twice before he spent ministry funds, and I would say that principle carries on today. He was always looking for ways to get the job done, but do so in a manner and in a way that saved money. And the view that, and the belief and the reminder that all the funds and the monies that are used here at American Family Association and American Family Radio, ultimately, they're God's money. It's God's money, God's funds, God's resources, but it's also the money of our donors. And that needs to be remembered we need to be continually reminded that every time we're investing in something or we're spending any kind of funds for whatever cause around the ministry here, we need to always remember, where do the funds come from? They come from God, and they come from our donors across the country.
Some interesting insights and memories from Walker Wildman, who's one of the grandsons of our founder, Dr. Don Wildman, and he's a part of the leadership team here at the American Family Association. Let me just share with you just some insight I think of the word accountability as we're in the midst of our fall Share-a-thon. And by the way, the number once again, if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. I think of the word accountability. It's very important that you know that American Family Radio is a member of the ECFA. That's the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That means that AFR is held accountable for all the funds received from generous supporters like yourself. The ECFA helps Christian ministries earn the public's trust by making sure that we're responsible stewards of the money with which we've been entrusted. AFR goes through audits, on-site reviews, and other procedures to make certain that we remain trusted and accountable. To learn more about the ECFA, you can go to ecfa.org. But again, we're hoping that, again, each listener will prayerfully consider coming alongside American Family Radio to help us continue this work, and know that you can trust that this ministry, by the grace of God, seeks to be good stewards of that which we've been blessed with. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge to help us to continue the mission and work of American Family Radio, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. I want to share a passage that we use it pretty regularly here on the Hour of Intercession, but it's a passage that deals with preparing ourselves for the spiritual warfare of life. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. It tells us these words: "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Again, verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. And just a reminder to each of us, God calls every believer to both be a disciple and to make disciples. We're called to be a disciple and make disciples. And the three letters of the word pro remind us of just some very basic ingredients of the life of a disciple. PRO refers to three foundational truths and aspects of our walk with God. P, referring to our prayer life, every believer is called to be a vibrant prayer warrior. R refers to reading. We're called to be students of the Word of God who read and meditate on God's Word daily. And O refers to obedience. We're to not only read God's Word, we're to obey it, to live it out each and every day. So the three letters of the word PRO remind us of three things as believers we're to do as disciples: have a vibrant prayer life, a vibrant life of reading and meditating on God's Word, and then a vibrant life of obeying His Word. But also we're to teach and train others. We're to help others to come to know Christ and then help them to begin to grow up. And that happens as we teach others to become prayer, teach and encourage others to become prayer warriors. As we teach and train others, whether they're our children or others that we know, to read and study the Word, and we teach and encourage others to live a life of obedience. Again, the three letters of the word PRO: pray daily, read the Word daily, obey the Word daily as well. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us of being able to be disciples and to be disciple makers as well. Thank you for this opportunity. Anoint us all afresh with the spirit of discipleship. Help us to faithfully live the life of disciples, faithful disciples who love you, obey you, and serve you passionately. But help us also to be the disciple makers you want us to be. And help us to know, Lord, there's great joy, fulfillment, and encouragement in being disciple makers, knowing that every day the Holy Spirit can reach through us to touch the lives of others for today and for all eternity as we simply live lives available to the Holy Spirit, lives that are obediently carrying out the work of the Great Commission that you've called every believer to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The number to call once again if you'd like to make a pledge to help us continue the work of American Family Radio, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Thanks for listening. Again, please pray for our ongoing share-a-thon. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.